Over the past several weeks, we've been bringing you a series of kitchen table conversations, as we call them, conversations with American families trying to steer their way through economic turmoil. And today we're going to focus on auto workers. We start with a family in Kokomo, Indiana, that is trying to maintain a normal home life despite financial uncertainty. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
From 6 in the morning until 2:30 each afternoon, Julie Fagel works on the production floor of one of the world's largest transmission plants. On a fast-moving assembly line, she builds clutches for Chrysler and Dodge minivans. Then, when her workday's done, she comes home to a household that's only slightly less hectic. Three generations of the Fagel family live in this modest house a few miles from the Kokomo plant. There's Julie, the matriarch, her two sons, 9-year-old Garrett and 18-year-old Corey, as well as Corey's girlfriend Jamie and Corey and Jamie's new baby, Nicole. And in the kitchen, you won't find a table, but rather a menagerie of family pets in cages.
Baby girl.
I don't want to keep them out in the garage. It's too cold. So they're all in two dogs in one big cage, and then the two little dogs have their own cages.
And then we got three more animals. One cat, two lizards.
To provide for all those animals and people, Fagel relies on a Chrysler salary of about $28 an hour, roughly $53,000 a year. She also gets child support from her ex-husband, who's an auto worker at a different Kokomo plant. Fagel has no complaints about her income. She says her family can afford things they consider luxuries, like a new car, an internet connection, and digital cable. But with the turmoil in the auto industry, she worries about the future.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know that I'm going to have my job a year from now, so I have been cutting back and trying to save a little more. There was probably four or five rumors just today, you know. They're going to lay off 1,000 of us this week, and we just don't know.
Though Fagel still has a job for now, she says she's felt some effects of the automaker's precarious finances. She used to work a lot of overtime, making extra money that the family would spend going to movies or bowling. But as Chrysler's sales tumbled 28% this year, Fagel's overtime opportunities have evaporated. And now, with company executives saying bankruptcy is imminent without government aid, Fagel's become cautious about every dollar she spends.
You see my Christmas tree? I have, what, 5 presents under it.
So is that all that's going to be there?
No, I do have more, but yes, I've cut back a lot. You know, not just on Christmas this year, but, you know, I don't do as much running back and forth to town. You know, the kids are, you know, like, can we have some money? Nope, sorry, no money this week.
Like most people in Kokomo, Fagel strongly supports federal aid for Chrysler and other car makers. In this city that considers itself the birthplace of the American automobile, about 8,000 people work in the car plants. Many, including Fagel, lack college degrees and would have a hard time finding other good-paying jobs. Fagel says she's been attending union meetings at the plant and following news reports about what's happening in Washington. But she also says she's trying to keep her family from worrying.
I try not to bring it home with me. I try not to stress out about work. And honestly, this is probably the first time that I've ever really talked openly about it in front of my little one.
Indeed, 9-year-old Garrett says he knows nothing about his mom's situation at the plant.
I have no clue.
But 18-year-old Corey, the new father, says he's already been making sacrifices.
Well, for the baby, I'd love to have a whole heck of a lot more, but that ain't happening. As long as she's got her diapers, food, and her clothes, I'm all right.
Corey says he's trying to finish his GED. Then he plans to follow both his parents and make his living working with cars. But he wants to work for himself as a mechanic at a repair shop. He doubts the factory jobs his parents have will be around much longer. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Today on NPR's All Things Considered, we'll meet another Indiana auto worker who feels more optimistic about the future.